This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina here. And if you want to check us out online, head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley, you can head over to Twitter and look up Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 at Twitter. If you want to call in anytime during the show here, we're going to be interviewing an attorney who is representing at least one person from the Vegas shooting. We'll be doing that in the second segment and through the rest of the hour. So if you want to call in, please stick to the topic. Again, we're not doing Chinese buffet. We're going to be talking about the Vegas shooting and some things that our guest will be sharing with us during the hour. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933. If you have any questions or comments, 1-866-582-9933. Well, we continue to deal with things in our country that need to be right, that have gone wrong. And so we're pointing out several of those things at sonsoflibertymedia.com. One of the latest came out late yesterday, viral videos shot grisly truth of abortion. And, for so many people, they hear about abortion, they hear what it is. They hear of the crimes committed against the unborn, the murder of the unborn, and yet they hear it, and they walk away as if they didn't hear it. They're kind of like the person in the book of James. They look in the perfect law of liberty. It's like looking in a mirror. They see what they look like, and then they walk away and forget. And so many people hear about that, this Holocaust that's, you know, Hitler, Stalin even would be proud of. I mean, the numbers are surpassing the murders of both of those men in our country. And as Planned Parenthood turned 101 this week, earlier this week, just Planned Parenthood alone has been involved in over 7 million murders of the unborn. And that doesn't even count the abortifacients that came along that they were dispensing under Margaret Sanger and others for years. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I think you'll find it informative. As a wise man once said, if the ears won't hear, tell it to the eyes, show it to them. Facebook, Google, everybody else wants to shut down the pictures that are out there that demonstrate exactly what abortion is and exactly whose body is really affected by it. And I'm not saying women's bodies are not affected by abortion. Every time a woman goes to have an abortion, she is putting her own life at risk. Read some of the stories from contributor Troy Newman and Cheryl Solinger from Operation Rescue. There have been women who have died from the abortion procedures because they're handled lackadaisically. The medical facilities are terrible. Some of the abortion doctors are just engaged in just horrific things with the ladies. So educate yourself. Head over to sonslibertymedia.com, search for abortion, read the stories on that, see the videos, see the incidents that are taking place. I'm not telling you lies. This is happening to real people. It is a real problem, and this isn't just the women. This is the children as well. The children are being murdered, and we have roughly 60 million Americans who are not with us today because a mom somewhere decided to pay a hitman, not necessarily just at Planned Parenthood, but other abortion mills, and to murder their own child. Also, sonslibertymedia.com, Dirty Clinton's bribery plot uncovered by FBI before Obama administration approved Moscow nuclear deal. Now, if you think that Clinton was out here doing it all on her own, you're just sadly mistaken, okay? Obama knew what was going on, too. And that ties in with the piece that I've written. Clinton and Obama were colluding with the Russians, not Trump. Also, sonslibertymedia.com, gun rights are women's rights. And if you're familiar with author Katie Pavlich, very strong Second Amendment supporter, this piece is based off of comments that she has given on the subject. Check that out at sonslibertymedia.com. Fourth Circuit Court orders removal of 90-year-old World War II Veterans Memorial, claims it's unconstitutional. Why? You can't have that Christian cross there. I mean, it's been there for 90 years. Yeah, public funds are used to do it. I get it, all of that. I get all that stuff. And I'm fine with, you know, public or private people putting these kind of monuments up. It's just fine with me. Let's take care of it ourselves. But the claim that's unconstitutional is a little ridiculous. It is not the state setting up and establishing a religion. That is what the First Amendment says that the state cannot do as far as the central government. We know that states prior to or at the time of the writing of the Constitution, some states actually had state religions. They were either Presbyterian or Quaker, whatever the thing was that they were, some of those had that as a state religion. There was nothing wrong with that. There's nothing that that hindered them or stopped them from doing it. And we know that they were largely Christian in our country at our founding. Also, sonslibertymedia.com, Ohio Muslim dad honor murdered his daughter. We wrote about this story. It was either earlier this year or late last year because she was dating a non-Muslim young lady. Beautiful young lady is his daughter, and he says, if she doesn't respect me, then she'll respect this, and he went and shot her. That's at sonslibertymedia.com. Crony capitalism in action and an enormous order for bacon in Antarctica. You'll find that. You've heard the advertisements for ready-to-eat bacon. This is about that guy, his interview there, and how he is he's being pushed out just because he's not in the club here in the States to help some of the areas that have faced these natural disasters like Harvey and such. Also, sonslibertymedia.com just posted Hollywood sexploitation revealed. Why now? This is from the other Rush, Eric Rush. You'll want to catch that at sonslibertymedia.com. And last, will Trump use the power of the pen to usurp the Constitution to give, in his words, great health care to many people fast? We know he's already used an executive order, which was constitutional, in taking away certain monies that were going to certain things that it shouldn't have been. But is he going to do that to change some things now? We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that for you and keep you informed. On the line with me is an attorney out of California. We're going to talk Las Vegas shooting.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, the number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to welcome to the program Brian Claypool. He is a highly regarded trial attorney and has fast become a nationally recognized TV legal, social, and entertainment commentator. He's also the owner and managing general partner of the Claypool Law Firm. And we were put in touch with Brian the other day. I had the opportunity to speak with him earlier this morning. And one of the things he is bringing to light is some of the things that we've already talked about, we've written a lot about, and people have pointed out in questions, is a lack of transparency. Now, obviously, I guess some of us can understand certain things if you're trying to catch somebody, but apparently this is all tied up in one guy, according to the official narrative, which I don't really buy into all the way. And so one of the things Brian is trying to get out is transparency in this investigation and the things that we're told, and specifically with the Mandalay Bay and MGM and such, withholding certain bits of information about not only the security guard, but some other things that were going on. And so we're happy to have Brian join us here on the Sons of Liberty. Brian, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, brother.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Yeah, anytime. Okay, let's get the ball rolling. You want transparency in this, and you see what you think. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but if I'm not going to say a cover-up, but you're saying they're not being forthright about a lot of information. A lot of information is not being come out, and you have some concerns about that. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure, man. Just to let your listeners know, I was actually a survivor of the shooting as well. I was at the concert when the shooting started and barely escaped alive. I'm a single father of an 11-year-old girl, so I never thought I'd see her again. So I thought I was going to die during that shooting. And I actually, Tim, stayed at the Mandalay Bay. So I was on the 24th floor. The shooter was on the 32nd floor. I finally got back there the next day to get my belongings. I could see the hole in his window from my window. So that's how eerie this is for me. And I will tell you from the bottom of my heart, that this is an absolute, in my opinion, this is an absolute Sin City cover-up. And here's why I'm telling you that. Have you or anybody in this country heard from a single human being from the MGM or the Mandalay Bay get up in front of a microphone and say to this entire country, we're really sorry about this massacre that happened across the street from a shooter that was in our hotel. We want to get to the bottom of how this can happen. We understand that security for people is really important in this world, and we will do our best to conduct an investigation to figure out what, if anything, went wrong. And by the way, families of people that were killed, we're really sorry that your folks were killed and injured, and we'd like to offer you some counseling or therapy. Have you, Tim, heard one comment to that effect from the MGM or the Mandalay Bay?
Well, no, but let's put one thing before the other. Let's tell people why you're asking that. Let's give some of the instances we talked before the show. Give some people will say, well, you know, it's not their fault he shot him. I mean, that would be like me going and apologizing to people. So let's set the groundwork. Why would you say that? What are some of the things that lead you to ask something like that?
Well, look, I'm already representing a victim of the shooting. I've been in touch with two or three other families who are still grieving, who are contemplating hiring legal representation. I expect to be hired on behalf of more victims. Why? Because of what we talked about this morning. Here's what's missing in this puzzle. Paddock was there for 6 days leading up to the shooting. The shooting, Tim, is bigger than just the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. It's putting the culture of Las Vegas on trial. And what I mean by that is I believe that Paddock was given preferential treatment. He was given a lot of lenience while he was staying there for 6 days by the casino staff because he's, quote-unquote, a high roller. I've talked to another Las Vegas major casino owner who knew of Paddock. So let's get the premise straight. All those owners of the casinos in Vegas knew who Paddock was. But when you start breaking the rules, for example, let's focus on specific, the freight elevator, the service freight elevator. How does this casino and their staff not see some red flag that something nefarious is in the works? That's my argument. So, for example, where is the surveillance video of the service freight elevator? We want transparency. Well, a lot happens in elevators at Las Vegas and in other casinos as well nationwide. So let's let the public see. They have the video of Paddock in that freight elevator. Let's see if he was carrying anything unusual into his room. Second, what about the housekeeping records? I've confirmed from another Las Vegas casino owner that their policy is a 24-hour policy. In other words, if somebody goes into a room in Vegas at their casino and they haven't responded and they put a do not disturb sign up, the staff doesn't adhere to that do not disturb for six straight days. After the first 24-hour window, they'll knock on the door and they'll enter the room. Why? Because suicide happens quite a bit in Las Vegas because people gamble a lot of money and they lose money. So I want the Mandalay Bay to show the country the housekeeping records. Did somebody try to enter his room? If not, why not? Why was that? Remember that thing that was out in front of his room that had cameras on it, like a stroller with dishes on it? How does that stroller stay in the hallway for a whole day with cameras mounted on it? That's another thing. The third thing we talked about, what about Campos, the security guard? He's up there at 9:59. Regardless of this ridiculous change on the timeline, one fact remains the same in all three timelines we've heard. Remember, we've heard three now. One fact remains the same. He was up outside of that room at 9:59 p.m., and cell phone records will show, by the way, where are those, that he called security at 9:59. We know another undisputed fact that more than 20 minutes went by before either security or law enforcement made it up to the room. So why doesn't Mandalay Bay show us? Do they have the call that came in from Campos? What did they do, Tim, when Campos called down? Did they immediately deploy security up to the 32nd floor? Obviously, they didn't, because every minute would have counted. Every second was the difference between somebody living and dying across the street. It should only take a couple minutes to get somebody up to the 32nd floor. So we, as the public, want to know what happened after Campos called. What exactly did they do? Tell you one more thing. I read an L.A. Times article the other day. Brace yourself for this. The article in the L.A. Times stated the following. Police officers for the Las Vegas Police Department were frantically running around the 31st floor, not the 32nd floor, They were on the 31st floor calling frantically to dispatch, hey, look, we're on the wrong floor. We think it's on 32nd. That's not their fault. I'm not blaming Las Vegas PD at all. Who I'm blaming is whoever the doofus was at the Mandalay Bay security who gave them the wrong floor number. How are they on 31?
Yeah, no, I think that's it. And another thing you can add to your list, from what I understand, is that Paddock was checked into the room using his wife's ID, who was out of town, and that is an issue that, to me right there. I'm just going like, who does that? I don't know of a hotel that does things like that. And so this might lead back to the things that you're talking about, where he's tied in with some of these guys because he's a high roller.
Exactly. It's a cultural issue that needs to be put in front and in the forefront of this country. Is there a double standard or a separate standard applied to the city of Las Vegas in the largest mass shooting in the history of our country? If that was any other place and a casino broke the rules, you've made a good point. They broke their own rules. When we subpoena or request the Mandalay Bay policies and procedures, right, it's going to say in there that the guests are not allowed to use the service elevator unless they've got some legitimate reason, maybe they're handicapped, something to that effect. But that they broke their own rules in allowing him to do that. And that's another issue. They broke their rules. I'm talking to another casino owner. You can't be changing the name of your reservation into a woman who's in the Philippines. Red flag. Another red flag. The freight elevator. Red flag. The do not disturb sign for 6 days. Red flag. That's what this is about. It's not about, I hear the haters coming out and saying, oh, you're just an ambulance chaser. You're just trying to make money off of this. How's a casino supposed to predict a mass killer is going to be a sniper? That's not the point. It's their job to be looking out for the safety of people, not only in that casino, but when you have a venue across the street in an open-air venue, Tim, that's another issue. It's an open-air venue. There's no protection. You have to be on high alert. We haven't even talked about the May article that was propagated all through Las Vegas. Everywhere in Las Vegas heard about it, that ISIS had targeted a lone wolf attack in Las Vegas on the Strip in May of this year.
Yep, that's right.
The question is, so the next question.
Well, hang on, Brian. We're coming up against a break here in a second, so hold that thought. Let's talk ISIS and the Las Vegas shooting when we come back. Hang on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you're tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. They are moving around down south of me in the great state of Florida and taking the message of the gospel and America's Christian heritage down into those areas through music and through speaking engagements, bands out on the road. And if you haven't got a chance to see that, you'll want to try to hook up and see those guys there. Head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. For more information. On the line with us, we have Brian Claypool, the owner and managing general partner of the Claypool Law Firm out in California. And we're talking the Vegas shooting. Before the break, Brian brought up the issue that happened back earlier this year in which the Islamic State. Now, let me just say this. There is the Islamic State that is trying to set up a caliphate in the Middle East. And we already know that America, whether you like it or not, the usurper in the White House for the past 8 years, Barack Hussein Obama, Satori Sabarka, has been the one who has authorized a funding training of those guys, the guys that they were Syrian rebels. He has given them weapons, all of that kind of stuff. And then I think, this is my own personal opinion, I'm not speaking for Brian, but I think we have a CIA version of that, not that CIA hasn't been involved with training those guys and providing the weapons. We've documented that as well. But we have a CIA version of that, too, that these guys work as handlers for these guys. Now, I don't know where Brian's going with it, but I don't know that that may be important in just a little bit. But, Brian, you mentioned the fact that Islamic State had said they were calling for an attack on the Vegas Strip. And that wasn't too long ago. That was earlier this year. I think it was in May this year. And you had a thought right before we went to the break. I want to give you a chance to speak to that.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Tim. But my thought was more along the lines of that any responsible casino owner on the Las Vegas Strip, once they received news in May of this year that ISIS has targeted a lone wolf to attack the Strip, wouldn't you think that a responsible business person who cares about the safety of its customers as opposed to money would have done something to install better security throughout businesses and casinos throughout Las Vegas? That's a broad question, but I think almost every one of your listeners and people across this country would answer that question yes. So the next question then is, why then did the MGM in Mandalay Bay decide to not have, for example, surveillance video cameras in the hallways of the Mandalay Bay? So on the 32nd floor, when Paddock was hunkering down with all his arsenal for 6 days, there is no surveillance camera along that floor. And on top of that, they've got security guards who are unarmed, who don't even have a pistol on a holster on their waist. So my point is, this a management team at MGM in Mandalay Bay that ignored a massive, colossal red flag in May of this year, but they failed to do what they should have done, which is escalate security instead of use security, for example, as a liability. That's what a lot of big business does sometimes, Tim. They look at security and they say, oh, gee whiz, I got to pay $1 million this year on security. That takes $1 million away from my profit. So they place profit ahead of human lives, even in the face of a warning sign from the most evil group on the planet. How about that?
Well, yeah, well, there's some other things that, and you may be aware of this, some of the, for instance, MGM Resorts International decided to approve a $1 billion share repurchase program on September the 5th of this year. There was a put stocks, I believe it's $42 million worth of puts on MGM by George Soros. And that's according to SEC filings from mid-August. So if you ask me, it's almost like somebody knows that something is about to happen.
That's a great point. It's true that some of the top people at MGM sold millions and millions of dollars of shares, right, of MGM.
Yep, that's exactly right. And why do you do that?
Yeah, no, I think what you're making what's called a deduction. You're reasonably deducing that there's awareness of something. I mean, why are you selling? I think one person sold $42 million. We're not talking about chump change here.
No, that was Soros who put the puts of $42 million.
Okay.
But MGM CEO James Murren divested himself of 80% of the shares he owned in the company. 80%. That's the CEO. Why would he do that within 30 days of this thing? I mean, what is he expecting to come about?
Well, let me tell you a couple of other ominous facts that I've learned since I was in the middle of this massacre. That supports, you know, your proposition, if that's what you're doing. I'm not saying you are, but it supports us at least thinking about it. How about this? A couple other key facts. I spoke to two other survivors of the shooting who told me, one of them told me, he's a musician. He was near the stage. He was actually behind the stage. He overheard a woman blasting out, yelling out about a half hour before the shooting happened, or about 45 minutes before, you are all going to die. You're all going to die tonight. I spoke to another person who overheard this same woman inside the venue about 30 to 45 minutes before the shooting proclaiming, you're all going to die tonight. Okay, so I'm going to do what you just did now. I'm going to deduce from that there had to be somebody else involved in this. Other than Paddock. So for everybody to proclaim it's just Paddock, there's a woman here. And then how about all the bomb explosives in Paddock's car? Have you thought about that? Well, that's not somebody, in my opinion, I'm just being a lay person. I forget about the lawyer part. Somebody's got all this bomb detonation stuff in his car and in his house. That doesn't sound to me like somebody who just has gone haywire and just going to do this, and he's completely disconnected from some kind of terroristic group. That sounds to me like somebody who is connected to terrorism, don't you think? I mean, is that a reasonable conclusion?
Well, Well, I think it is. And then on top of that, we had a Mike Adams from Natural News who did, Mike has like $1 million laboratory down in Texas. He does a lot with foods and stuff, but he's a pretty smart guy. He's not a dummy, and he took mathematics and took the recordings of, that people had of the shootings and was taking the difference in the report versus when it was hitting the pavement and deducted that there was at least a second shooter because the distance traveled of the bullets. One would have put them at the Mandalay Bay. Another one would have put them within about 150 feet shorter than that from a different location. And he mapped out three or four locations just based on the audio. And nobody can refute the math that's there. That's not, and for people to say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist, that's in it. Well, even Sheriff Lombardo himself said this guy had to have had help. If he had help, by definition, it's a conspiracy because two people are involved. But you're right. Why would we not think that something else is going on here that is more than some lone wolf guy?
Right. And then the other fact too is that there's been a video that's been circulated from a cab driver that shows what appears to be muzzle flash from like the 14th or 15th floor. But when law enforcement or when whoever was investigating this was confronted, they said, no, that's just a reflection in the room. But that gets to one other quick point before we finish. Have you ever thought about this, Tim? Why wasn't the Mandalay Bay shut down for at least a day, right? At least a day. It's the largest crime scene in the history of our country. When I went back there after the shooting, nothing was taped off. I mean, every single floor should have been shut down, and each room should have been inspected to see whether there was anybody else involved in this. But that was never done. And that gets back to the point I made at the beginning of our interview, which is I believe there is a separate double standard being applied to this investigation of these billion-dollar owners of the MGM. There was not a proper crime scene set up. I don't think that's the fault, by the way, of Lombardo. And I want to make one thing clear, because I was in the middle of that shooting, and I will tell you, Las Vegas PD, the way they handled that shooting, they did it. They were heroically. They were fantastic. They went to battle with this lunatic. So I'm not here. I think what they did was amazing during this. Who I'm blaming are the people responsible for securing safety in that casino to allow this guy to carry it out. And that's MGM in Mandalay Bay. This isn't the fault of Lombardo. But one other point I wanted to raise. I want everybody listening on your show to think about for the future. That's why this is so important to get to the bottom of this. Here's another thought. I was talking to somebody yesterday, Tim. And they were interviewing me about what I felt like, I thought I was going to die in there. And I thought there were more than one shooter. Well, think about this. This is scary. When I was in the middle of the shooting, I ended up in this little room under a bleacher for a few seconds. Well, actually for about a couple minutes. I was afraid that the shooter was going to jump over the fence and then come in that room and shoot me and the other girls that were in there, like the Orlando shooting. Why is that important? Because think of this, Tim. Let's say that Paddock had this organized with a group like ICE, and he was up in the casino shooting, and you had a couple people on the street. Are you kidding me? It's terrifying to think of the thought, because that's what was being circulated when I was running away. Oh, there's a shooter at the Tropicana. There's one at the MGM. Can you imagine, Tim, how much worse this could have been if there had been a couple more people, like, you know what I mean, like on the street? That's how close. That's how close this was. So why are we having this discussion that we can't even get an answer on how something this bad can happen?
Yeah, well, let's make some points, too. You've been on people like Tucker Carlson's show. I did something on Tucker. I mean, he's not a stupid man. He's a very brilliant guy. But, you know, years ago, he was interviewed, and, he said, oh, you know, if you believe in the things that was going on with 9/11, if you even question the official narrative, you're a moron. So I want to get to some of that and how the media and other people want to shut down people like you from asking questions. And we're going to deal with that in the final segment. Everybody, hang on. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio. You got a last-minute comment or anything you want to that you want to ask Brian about? We've got Brian Claypool. He's the owner, managing general partner of the Claypool Law Firm, and we're talking Las Vegas shooting. And Brian is representing one of the victims, and he was also a survivor of the Las Vegas shooting. And I think bringing up some good questions and giving us some maybe a highlight to what is to come as far as if he is able to push this case through and maybe open up some discovery in the process of some of these things that he's asking about. Brian, before the break, I was just making a quick comment about Tucker Carlson. This was something that I did before. And you were saying, well, why aren't the people asking the questions? Well, it was like last week. I believe it was, my days run together, but I believe it was last week that investigative journalist Laura Loomer and Mike Toks had went to Jesus Campos' house because he was supposed to appear on Sean Hannity and about three, four, five other news shows and to talk with them. And he canceled last minute. They show up at his house. There's a security company who's providing security for him that is not listed with the state of Nevada. Their registration or whatever permits have expired. Jesus Campos is not listed with the state of Nevada, nor is he listed as an employee with the Mandalay Bay on their website. And so there's a lot of strange things, and these guys just videoed it. The guy really wouldn't answer the questions. They were able to talk to somebody at the family, and they said they were told not to talk to anybody. So and the next day, Sheriff Lombardo has a press conference, and he bars Laura and Mike from coming in. And my guess is he did it because they start asking questions now. I don't know if he's feeling pressure from the FBI or if he's in, you know, I'm not going to say he is, but I don't know if he is in the back pockets of these casinos. He is sheriff there. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. But it seems awfully strange that you would bar people who just went and did what journalists do while the rest of the media went somewhere else to say, well, where's Jesus Campos? Nobody investigates anymore. They run to get whatever the state-controlled narrative is. You want to comment on some of those things? Is that what is shutting down a lot of these questions that real journalists and people that want answers, is that what's taking place?
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. I personally think that the person at the steering wheel of shutting down people like, you know, Laura, you, some other news outlets that are really doing a great job of digging deeper is the billion-dollar people who control. I'm saying billion, billion-dollar people who control the MGM and the Mandalay Bay. Remember, this is the most profitable core of our country. This is where the most money gets generated, I believe, probably in our entire country. And I personally believe that there's an intersection here, and the two vehicles crossing that intersection are the image of Las Vegas, the image and the money generated from Las Vegas. Is running into the middle of an intersection with public safety. And guess what? At this point in time in the intersection, the image of Las Vegas and the money that's generated from this entertainment mecca is winning the battle in the middle of that intersection. They're gonna just roll over or just run over, public safety. But it's like people like you, your show, Bradley Show, these other news agencies that are digging, and some, you know, like LA Times, who's been a good job of digging. I mean, it's really important that all of us stick together. And why do you think, if you don't mind me mentioning too, I am looking forward, and it's tragic that I have to say this, but if there are any families impacted by the shooting out there, whether you know somebody that was injured, you know somebody that might have been killed, please contact me. Please contact me. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that, Tim. Because I want to be on the forefront and out at the front of the fighting line here with everybody else wanting to get answers. And I will make a promise to the people across this country that when I'm involved in this case, we will send every subpoena possible to get to the bottom of getting all the surveillance videos, getting all the cell phone records, for example, getting all the audio dispatch. Right, all the audio dispatch that was going from Campos to Mandalay Bay. What did Mandalay Bay say to the Las Vegas PD? We're going to get all that, and I want to be in the trenches to be able to get that because, of, as you said, we are living in a society right now where the truth is being insulated. I don't believe, in my opinion, I've been involved in a lot of shooting cases, nothing of this magnitude. Where I've dealt with law enforcement investigating, I personally don't think Lombardo is the guy here, is the fall guy here. I really don't. I think what he's trying to do, he's been anointed as the guy to deliver information to the public. I don't think he is the decision maker on what information does get divulged to the public. I think who's controlling that? MGM. And Mandalay Bay. They're making those decisions.
Okay. Now, if somebody does want to get in touch with you, they can go to brianclaypoolmedia.com and the contact button there, and they can also, could they go to Claypool Law Firm?
Yes. The website as well, Tim. Yeah, thank you for that. Yes, www.claypoollawfirm.com. It's all one word. CLAYP as in Paul, OOL, lawfirm.com and brianclaypoolmedia.com. And you made some good points too. You mentioned, you know, Mike, I believe was his name, and Laura, I'm aware of. They're out there, you know, digging in the trenches. If there is anybody out there who's done any investigation as well, who's probed into this, who might even have some valuable information, they may not know somebody who was killed or injured in the shooting. They should also feel free to reach out and contact me, because I need to be armed with this information to go in. You know, it's like what's that parable with Goliath? I'm getting a brain.
David and Goliath. Yeah,
David and Goliath. Thank you. Yeah, that's what we'll be up against. You know, with their billions of dollars. So every resource we can tap into to get to the truth, because that's what this is about. You know, as Christians, I mean, the truth is most important here, and we just cannot live in a society where money trumps truth. And I'll leave you with this. I mean, I on top of being a lawyer, most important, I'm a father of a little girl and a dedicated father. And I'll tell you, they're picking with the wrong people, because for those moments during that first shooting blast where I was sitting there waiting for a bullet to hit me, and I was saying to myself, what's it going to feel like? What's this bullet going to feel like in my neck or head, right? Imagine thinking that. You got kids, dude. So there is nothing more important on this planet to me than to safeguard security for my little girl, and hopefully I'll have other kids someday, for your kids if you have kids, for everybody out there who's got kids or they want to go out and enjoy freedoms in this country. Well, this shooting and getting to the core of the truth couldn't and shouldn't be more important. Oh, should be the most important thing on their agenda, so that our kids and our legacies can live in a safer country.
Well, I agree with that. And not only that, but we're seeing immediately the bought and paid for politicians trying to go after the rights of gun owners, to violate the Constitution. And that's where all of this comes down to, is that they believe they're gods. They believe that they can stop all of this, and they can write a bazillion laws, and they'll never stop the criminal who has murder in his heart. He'll find a way to commit it with something else that they haven't written against, or a loophole is there. So the issue is for us to be vigilant and pushing for answers, to let the truth come out, because you can't hide things forever. Eventually they are going to come out, and if they don't come out in this life, we're going to see the truth one day before the throne of God, the righteous judge, the one whose eyes are not impartial or not partial to men, but will expose the truth for what it is. Brian, I want to thank you for coming on the Sons of Liberty radio show today, and thank you for your insight. I wish you well on that. Please keep in touch with us and let us know how things are going.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's Brian Claypool. If you want to contact him, maybe you were there at the shooting and you want to be a part of what he's doing, please go to brianclaypoolmedia.com or also claypoollawfirm.com, and you can get in touch with them there about what to do. I want to encourage you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down to where you see Bradley, like on the movie poster there, number one show on GCN on the weekends. Click that, go to the podcast, get Dan Fisher from yesterday, fisherforgovernor.com. He's running for governor there in Oklahoma. Abolition, abolish abortion, stand with him. He's a godly man like we push. Take a listen to that. And in 23 hours, we'll be back with you. See ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.